This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 25th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Monday was expected to bring big announcements from manufacturers here in Atlanta at NBAA, but none compared to the bombshell from Cessna. Just a few hours after CEO Jack Pelton declined to address the issue at the company's midday press conference, Cessna confirmed to ANN that it has signed a letter of intent with Columbia Aircraft to acquire selected assets and certain liabilities of that Oregon-based manufacturer. In the official announcement, Pelton said, quote, "Columbia's unique capability in the high-end single-engine piston market makes it a perfect complement to our next-generation piston product line and could provide our customers with the option of an outstanding low-wing, high-performance piston airplane. We believe the combination of this superb product line and Cessna's world-class support structure and brand will be unbeatable," unquote. Columbia on Monday filed a voluntary petition for reorganization under Chapter 11 and submitted a motion seeking approval of the sale to Cessna. Other interested parties could submit offers in an auction to be held in November. Columbia Chief Restructuring Officer Carl Jung commented, quote, "This path enables the company to manage its present cash flow and liabilities while pursuing a plan that enables us to continue operating until a final sale can be completed," unquote. A sale to Cessna is contingent upon the approval of the bankruptcy court and the satisfaction of the closing conditions set forth in the letter of intent, including the execution of a definitive purchase agreement with Cessna. Jung said further that the bankruptcy was a necessary step to allow production of Columbia aircraft and support of existing customers, and, quote, "customers should expect an enhanced customer experience once the deal closes," unquote. So far, there's no word on what employees should expect. Industry sources have predicted that a sale to Cessna would likely mean the end of production in Bend, Oregon, and the loss of hundreds of jobs there in the Central Oregon economy. Will the auction process produce a bidder who wants to save local jobs more than Cessna wants low-wing, high-performance aircraft? ANN will keep you posted. Last year, Garmin revealed the King Air C90 would be the first legacy aircraft eligible for a retrofit G1000 avionics suite. The company tells ANN the C90 program is anticipated to receive its supplemental type certificate soon, so Garmin has begun a G1000 STC program for the King Air 200 and B200. Gary Kelly, Garmin's VP of Marketing, says customer reaction has been positive and expanding availability to the 200 series is a logical next step. The King Air 200 and B200 will be among the first G1000-equipped aircraft to include Garmin's Mode S transponder that meets ADS-B transmit guidelines. Also at NBAA on Monday, Bombardier unveiled its new Global Vision flight deck for Global 5000 and Global Express XRS aircraft. London Air Services, a charter service provider based in Vancouver, British Columbia, will be the first customer. Global Vision is based on Rockwell Collins Proline Fusion, using four high-resolution 15-inch diagonal active matrix liquid crystal displays working in concert with a heads-up guidance system. Bombardier Enhanced Vision System, or BEVS, improves situational awareness, allows observation of the runway environment in difficult operating conditions, and offers lower approach minimums under certain situations. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. New Cessna Caravans get the Garmin G1000. Embraer's first Phenom 100 has logged 55 hours. And Avadyne makes the Envision Suite available for the Cessna Centurion. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guests are Paul Tau and Nick Solinger from ExoJet, and they'll tell us why they just ordered 30 more new Cessna Citation 10s for their fleet. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.